accession number 10726, reel 1.
Mr. West, reel 1. Whereabouts were you born, Mr. West?
Not far away from here. Pettibar, Birmingham.
What did your father do for a living?
My father, I couldn't tell you what he did. He worked in Connex. This was when I was small. Eventually, he went to a coal mine. He was an electrician in the mine, in Ansley Hall, at Atherston.
Why did you join the army?
Why did I join the army? Well, tell you the truth, I used to play football. I've played in Birmingham, West Bromwich football, Brighton, Tottenham in youths, international then. That was only a test, but I didn't play in the youths after somebody else was better than me in there. That was in 1921.
And when did you join the army, do you know?
Yes, I know, I can tell you, after the Christmas, 1939, I moved in, left home, because I was fed up with the pit. So I went to Budbrook, Warwickshire Regiment. That was in my papers say that I was registered in, oh, it's on the blue now. It's on the first two or three days of January 1908. 1930.
Which battalion of the Warwickshires were you in?
When I was in the depot at Warwick, training, 2 months training, I moved to Woking in Surrey. And there was only a part battalion of the second battalion. Only part in Woking. The CO there was Lieutenant Colonel Bowley. I remember that. And I've got me certificates of education from the third, second of education when I went down to Woking. But they call it education. No, not education. I used to get an EDP for pay, because on the second, instead of getting 2 and 6 pence a day, we used to get 3 bob a day then. And I took over as a servant in the officer's mess in Woking.
Can you remember going to France in 1939? Can you remember going to France?
To France? Oh, yes.
What can you remember about going there?
For France? Firstly, I came from India. Don't forget, I went to Palestine in 1930. Last 2 months in Palestine. It was Palestine then. And I was in the second, I was in A Company of the second battalion when I got there. I went from, let's say, Beirut. I went from Beirut down to Jerusalem. And when I was in Jerusalem, I used to do journeys to Russians. And I'll tell you the name was Nablus, Serafan, Beat Vegan. We used to do journeys that way with the Russians from Jerusalem HQ. And after, I think it was Christmas 30, we moved from Jerusalem and we went to Alexandria in Alex. Alexandria in?
In Egypt.
Egypt. We was in Mustafa Pasha barracks there. It was on the front of Alexandria. And all from there, we saw that they made the road from a place called Ras El Tin, was about 17 miles from 70 from Ras El Tin along all the way to the coast to Abakir.
Can I ask you about France, though?
France?
Tell me about going across to France in 1939.
That was when I went to Aldershot. I went on the 8th of September 1939.
Yes. Was that with the 2nd Battalion of the Warwicks?
No, that was the remaining of the part of the 1st Battalion in Aldershot.
So you were with the 1st Battalion then, were you?
I was 1st Battalion in India when I came back.
And what rank did you have at the beginning?
Private. I was signaller. And all my experience, 7 years and 2 months, that was from the time I joined the army to the time I come back from Karachi, when was it, January or February, 1938 I came back.
Now, you're telling me you were in the Maginot Line.
Yes, I was there. We was there about a fortnight, 2 months there, in front of the French Maginot Line.
And then, after the Maginot Line, where did you go?
Lee Foray. What do they call it? It's on the frontier between France and Belgium.
Did you go into Belgium once the Germans attacked?
Yes, straight away.
What happened?
Six. The 2nd Battalion advanced straight away into Belgium. I couldn't tell you the exact date. We finished to Waterloo from Lipari. And after that, we came down struggling from Waterloo until we got to what's the name of the place we pulled up?
Is it Tournai?
Eh?
Tournai?
We were gone through Tournai. We was practically cut in half with Tournai. when they bombed the Stukas, and the we was in between the convoy there, and there was refugees as well there, and they were just bombing them as the Stukas were going along. We moved from Lee for from what's the name of the Lee Tournai? Tournai.
Were you on a canal near Tournai?
No, we wasn't that in that way to Tournai, because when we got to Wormhout, the companies had to go for. There was three companies. We'd only got, what was it? We had a message from Brigade HQ about how many men was wanted in our 2nd Battalion. All we'd got was, the figures were 360 plus the officers and men. 360. And with us, we had stragglers from RA and the Cheshire's unit. And they was attached to A Company, B Company. I'm not sure about D, because I used to be, I was in the signals in HQ. And where we settled was on the sixth of May. We settled there till we had a message come through. I know about it. There was 250 words on the line, because we'd put the lines out on the 6th, and on the 7th we had the message. There was the message, I think it's in Whitehall now, and it was signed by Lord Gort there. And we'd lost our CO in Tournai, because they say he had a stomachache. We did as well. But anyhow, we won't remember about that. He got returned to England, the CO.
Can you tell me about Wormhout?
Wormhout.
What do you remember about Wormhout? What happened to you there?
Well, there's much I could tell you about. When we got to Wormhout, is the village there, we went through the fields. I was in a spinney there, about as thick as far as from here to that house over the other side. All bushes. And I took the... I was the one that used to be on the exchange, and I dug a cutting in the wood there. I cut
the cable?
The cables was laid out for me, and I'd joined up in the exchange. And attached to that, there was 10 lines there, but we'd only got five lines coming in. Three to the companies, what we'd put out. One to the office, the officer was, he was just been promoted to Lieutenant Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel,
Let me ask you about the massacre at Wormhout. Were you in the massacre at Wormhout?
I was.
How did you come to be there, in the massacre?
I was in the wood until an officer said to me, the signal officer, my name was West. And he said, come on, West. He says, I can't get through to the A Company that was down so far to a place called Escobeth. And I went with a reel of cable on the side, you know, strapped around my waist, and it used to drop off your wheel down the towards the meadow, and there was either wheat or oats with a ridge there, and.
So he told you to run the cable to A Company, did
he? I was running to try and find where the break was in A Company. And as we went down the kind of a slope, we heard the rumbles of the tanks.
Who was with you?
Captain Padfield? Captain Padfield. And,
just the two of you?
There were two of us, only two of us. The other one on the signal buzzer, well, you know what a buzzer is.
Yes.
It's what you listen to. Chalky White, Private White, was left on the telephone for me, and I went down with Captain Padfield. We went down, about 200 yards away, and round the corner of Wormhout, there came tanks, and with the soldiers behind, there were the Waffen SS.
How many of them were there, do you think?
Oh, couldn't tell you. There was about three tanks came round that wood where we were.
Was it daylight or night time?
It was daylight. I'll tell you roughly.
Was it the morning or the afternoon?
No, about midday. I wasn't sure because I hadn't got a watch. And the lad, chap on the line had got the watch on the side of the exchange.
Was it raining or was it dry?
No. When we went there, it was quite warm. And the clouds was building up. And when we was going down the hill, Padfield got shot straight away. I think it was two bullets.
Rifle shots?
Machine. It was a Waffen SS. And they had automatics.
But you weren't hit?
I wasn't hit, no. I didn't get a gun myself. And when two of the Waffen SS come to me and search me pockets, I'd got me paybook in me pocket and my first certificate of education I always kept in my left breast pocket ever since I was in the army. And they searched me under me blouse, like, and I was pushed across the place to a third-class road, and I met in a group from HQ. There was 21 with the Waffen SS. Was pulled onto this bit of a road, and coming across from Escobeth, there was another big crowd of prisoners.
Were they from your regiment?
Yes, yes.
Did you know them?
Pardon?
Did you know them?
I knew some of them. as there were, they had been reserve there, not the regulars before, but there were reserve that was...
There were reservists?
Yes. And, you know, I was in such a bewildered way that I knew so many. I knew the CSM because I was in Jerusalem with him. And then we'd gone to India and he came back. And Jennings was the CSO of A Company. And altogether, there was roughly all trooping towards this cow shed that was at the point of Esquibeth, a meadow there. And they crowded us into the barn. There'd be about 80 to 100. Nobody knows, even today, they don't know how many there was. They carried us into that place. And there was a different kind of soldiers, about 20 of them, came from the third class road and went by the cow shed, and the Waffen SS men left those, and they was taken over by this what we know now was the firing squad there, and we had one officer, Captain
Lynn Allen.
Captain Lynn Allen. And he could talk part German to these three escort blokes. And they were talking about the Geneva Convention. Because I'd heard that. Because I was halfway in the hut with quite a few, one of them that I knew well, used to be in the signals with me in India. Harry Hall, or George Hall, and he was in the hut with us. I didn't know I couldn't hardly tell who was about. I know one was a sergeant. Sergeant, what was he, love?
The name of the sergeant? Moore?
Moore. Moore's the man. And we found out that he used to live down there. And, yes, right on, love. And CSM Jennings shouted to us, you know, to keep in order, like. And all of a sudden, one of the men that we got the big overcoats on, shot the officer with two shots.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard it. And he'd gone down. And we could just see he'd gone from where I was.
Was that Lynn Allen who was shot?
Lynn Allen was the one who was shot. He was the first one to get shot there. And they throwed a bomb in. And the sergeant, I don't know whether he tried to pick it up or what he was trying to do. Anyhow, he was flat out on that bomb, and he was dead, in bits.
Was this Moore?
That was Sunmore. That was the one. Sunmore.
Was it Jennings?
No, it wasn't Jennings. For after that, they ordered... They said in German, 5 men out. And they say in German, Fünfmann raus. You know that,
yes.
German? Fünfmann raus. 5 of them went out. And they walked them, what would it be, 10 to 15 yards away. And they shot them in the back.
Did you see that?
Eh?
Did you see that?
Yes. Because there was half of them looking through to the men. And those 5 men downed. I don't know who there was. I couldn't even remember. I was much out as somebody in a sanatorium, something like that. Anyhow, they ordered 5 more. Fünfmann raus. That was another 5 they wanted.
Did they get them easily?
Pardon?
Did they get the 5 easily?
The first 5, the second 5 that went out, as they went to fire, there was soldiers on this side, the Germans, and 5 on this side. And as them on the left side went to fire at the men, the first 2 men was dead after that. At the same time, as they fired the bullets, there was... Oh, forget his name now. But Charlie Daly was the last but one in that 5, and they ripped... He got bullets from leg to his body. But as the Germans had been firing, they hit one of the Germans. And there was a German corporal there with the German stripes on. And